Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Director's Cut. My name is Cameron.
And I'm Ethan.
And today we're going to be talking about two cult classic coming-of-age films, What's Eating Gilbert Grape, as well as Lady Bird. So we're going to just start off with What's Eating Gilbert Grape. It's directed by Lasse Hallström. We're really sorry if we butchered that, but that's about as close as we're going to get. And it's starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Johnny Depp, and Juliette Lewis. So this is a movie that I was trying to get Ethan to watch for the longest time.
Yes.
And what did you think of it?
Over. Oh, I really loved it. It was such a sweet movie that I could put on at any time. I love the performances. They were all fantastic. The standout, in my opinion, was Leonardo DiCaprio. He was, like, Oscar-worthy there. I think he was nominated for an Oscar. But, yeah, I thought it was fantastic and something that I could find myself rewatching. What did you think of What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah, like you said, it's, like, an overall just easy watch, but it's still, like, has everything that, like, you want in a good film with, like, romance, drama, all that kind of jazz. But, yeah, Leo's performance is, like, phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love Leonardo DiCaprio, like most teenage girls do. but, yeah, I think that he's super standout in this. Yeah.
And also, as much as we say that it's very rewatchable and sweet, there are some very emotional scenes in this movie, which we will talk about later in the spoiler talk.
Yeah, we're doing a spoiler review, spoiler-free review first, and then we'll get into spoilers.
Yes, close exactly. To the end. Yeah. I teared up a bit, but that's just because you're so invested in these characters.
Yeah, that's the big part of how, like, believable these roles were.
Yeah.
That, even Johnny Depp, like, that was, he also had a, like, outstanding performance as well.
Yeah. Would you say that Johnny Depp was the lead character?
Okay. Yes because... and no.
Oh,
why? Why do you say
it? I say that he is because the plot seems to revolve around him and his actions. Yeah. But Leo DiCaprio, he has some scenes by himself where he holds his own, where you end up thinking that he's the main character because he's going through like the tougher problems because he has, is it autism or is he mentally challenged? I don't think that
he's on the spectrum, I suppose. It's not really pinpointed out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's why I say like yes and no, because with Johnny Depp's character Gilbert, you get his thoughts. Like, you have his voiceover of his thoughts and, like, emotions of what's going on.
Yeah.
You follow him more with through his life, at work, his romantic involvement with Juliette Lewis's character. But you also get those, like, really intense Leonardo DiCaprio scenes where you just kind of... Those are, like, the heart-wrenching...
Yeah, I'd agree.
Heart-wrenching ones.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, that's kind of where, like, the plot gets kind of pivotal. And that could make you think that, like, Arnie's the lead character, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I say yes and no.
Yeah. I agree with that. Because as good as Johnny Depp is, Leo steals it, in my opinion.
For sure.
So when you're left with this film and you're, like, you're thinking about it and writing stuff down, the person in your mind most of the time is Arnie or Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Because all the best scenes in the film involve him and Johnny Depp, him and the mother, him and Juliette Lewis.
Yeah.
So, that's what I think of that.
Yes.
So, How did you like the setting? Like this abandoned city, like this small town?
I think usually like where the story takes place, like the location, things like that, it is a type of character
Yeah, I
in
agree.
the story. So I think that their small town, like a hick town almost, takes on this this role of like kind of like loneliness almost, because everything is just so empty.
Yeah.
So that could be like Gilbert, how Gilbert feels about his own life.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's so small. Like it's such a small town that you could see with the dialogue in between the characters. They all know each other. Like John C. Reilly is kind of like the guy that no, he's the guy that everybody knows. He's the guy who likes to fix things. And I'd like to say that John C. Reilly's also fantastic in this. He doesn't have the most screen time, but he makes every scene.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of going off of that, like with this like town being so small, you kind of get that. Like when Arnie's up on the water tower, everybody comes to watch. Like, yeah, we'll get more into that during the spoiler part. But yeah, for sure, that small town community, hick town plays a huge role in how the movie lays out in general.
Yeah. So where would this be on your Leonardo DiCaprio like acting tier? Would it be like high tier, mid tier, low tier?
Well, as a performance, it's like high
Yeah.
tier, like Leonardo DiCaprio, but like, is it my favorite movie with him in it? No.
No? Okay.
No.
What
Well,
would
it's
that
like one
be?
of them. Titanic.
Oh yes, Titanic.
Yes,
Oh
of
yeah.
course.
Okay. It's
Oh
good.
man, I'm gonna sound so uncultured right now.
It's good. It's a fine movie. It's good. I enjoy it.
Yeah, but I just like no, his performance in this is definitely top tier.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. And what about you?
I like to say that it's high tier because he was a child actor in this time. I forget how old he was, but he was young. And so for a person of his age giving such a knockout performance, you gotta give him credit.
Yeah, for
So
sure.
yeah, although I think that his performance in films like The Wolf of Wall Street and The Revenant are better, this is still a fantastic performance by him.
It just kind of shows you how diverse of an actor he is, where he can do something when he was so young, like Arnie, kind of showing like a completely different side of
Yeah.
him compared to like Wolf of Wall
Yeah,
Street.
he's nuts. He's nuts in that movie. Yeah.
Oh boy.
I can't wait for you to watch that movie. It's
I know. I'll watch it soon during all this
Yeah.
time I have on my hands. I'll get down to watch it.
Perfect.
I have to be at the right time, though, of
Yeah.
course.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're not talking about Wolf of Wall Street in this episode. We are talking about
We are
what's
not.
eating Gilbert Grape. Now, do you think that we should go into spoiler territory now?
Yeah, for sure.
So, what would the
So,
rating
if
be?
you don't want spoilers. Oh, out of 10? Is that where we're
Yeah,
gonna
just so like they get to know. And yes, out of 10.
Okay. See, okay. For our listeners, the thing about Ethan and I is that we rate something right after we watch it, and then,
Yes.
like, a couple weeks later, we regret
I'm Joker.
it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh gosh.
1917.
Oh, that was a bad one. Yep.
I kind of forgot about that.
Oh.
Anyways, when I first watched this, I was like completely blown away. I gave it a 10 out of 10, and I think I'm gonna stick with that. I
Oh,
mean, it's very rare that I give something a 10 out of 10, and that goes for the both of us.
Yeah, oh, yep.
But like, I know if you like compare like this 10 out of 10 to say me giving like Parasite a 10 out of 10,
Yes.
It's kind of two different types of like me liking the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I like the filmmaking of Parasite. I like just like this, like how the visual cinematography yeah. in general.
Yeah.
Parasite is like checks all the boxes. Whereas What's Eating Gilbert Grape, it's like a like just like a good movie yeah. where I don't really have any complaints about it, so I can't give it less than a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Where the performances are so great and the visuals are like pleasing, like the cinematography
yeah.
is very well done.
Yeah.
So I don't really have any complaints, so I can't really give it lower than
great.
10 out of
10. Great.
Yeah.
And oh, okay. So I believe that everything that it set out to do, it did perfectly. Mm-hmm. But I feel that if I was going to give something a near perfect score, it would have had to do something more like
yeah.
new and creative, which this does mm-hmm. like put a spin on the story of this family. But I think that it does what it needs to do great, but it leaves something to be desired. So I think that yeah. I will give this an 8.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. That's what I expected.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, it was a fantastic movie. Yeah. Now, yeah. spoiler talk.
Yeah.
If you want to watch this movie or are interested, click off now. But if you have seen this yeah. movie, stay. Stay for the spoilers.
It is usually if like you say like, oh, spoilers ahead, it's usually like a new movie. But
yeah.
like since this one's like from like
yeah.
what is it? Like
1993.
Yeah. Usually you wouldn't want to be like, you just kind of say it because like, oh, everybody knows. But I feel like not a lot of like, it's not a very mainstream movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're interested in watching this, I would definitely kick off so that you can get
the full experience.
The whole experience, because this movie is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
With the ending, so yeah. Okay, it's
good. All right. So we talked about how great Leo was, but we didn't specify mm-hmm. Which scene. Now, my favorite scene in the film is the scene where Leo finds the dead mother on the bed, and he's going through the emotions of slowly realizing what has happened, and mm-hmm. that was the closest I went to bawling my eyes out, because it...
Yeah, the chills I got was just
yeah.
like... Ugh.
And...
It was...
And I knew that going in. I knew that something happened to the mother, but I didn't know when. So right when I saw her with,
yeah.
like, no emotion on her face, I was just like, oh, this is
oh,
it.
No.
And then
yeah.
everything happens, and it was emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So that's Ethan's favorite, and my favorite... was the dad's dead scene. Where he's like banging on the table and the family's just in complete distress.
Yeah. And it came out of nowhere.
That's just, yeah, it was like, up to that point the movie was just kind of really lighthearted. We didn't really get a intense look at the father's death or anything. Like, it was pretty lighthearted up until that point, and when that came, it was just all of a sudden and like really aggressive, and Leo's performance just made it so much better. This podcast is just Leo's performance
yeah.
and What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Leo DiCaprio is gonna be in every single one of our podcasts. That is a
yes.
promise from me
yeah.
to the viewers,
as well as Mr. Chalamet.
We'll talk about him later.
We're gonna
get so off track with that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we are.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So that scene, as well as another scene where they're fixing up the basement because the mother is obese, and they think that she's gonna fall through the wood, the floor,
mm-hmm.
So they're building some support for there. And out of nowhere, you see Leo point there and that say, oh, that's where Dad was. That's where he was hanging and all that. And I, it was a fairly lighthearted scene, like little bickering, but that was fine. And my smile went right to a, like a, what? Oh, okay, that makes much more sense.
Yeah.
You put all this stuff together and, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then, are we ready to talk about I guess it's like the second last scene almost?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So Ethan didn't get to experience this scene in all of its glory because he didn't understand what was going on.
Some technical difficulties with that, and all I see is the image, and I had questions.
And I answered, so...
Yay! Teamwork.
Basically, if you don't know what we're talking about, the scene that we're talking about is when the whole family kind of pitches in to move everything out of the house to burn the mother inside of it. As we said earlier, the community is like small, so everybody like communicates and stuff. So they didn't want the humiliation of their mother to be that last kind of memory of her.
Yes.
So they moved her, or they didn't move her. They moved everything out of the house and they burnt the house down with her.
Now
in
she
it.
Was already dead. Now we
yes.
we have to
yes,
we
yes.
have to say that they aren't yes. like sadistic little children. No.
No. They were the opposite of that.
They were cute little kids.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything else you would like to bring up about this movie?
Just an overall kind of closing statement from me is that it's just an overall good movie that it's kind of just one that you kind of have to watch, and you can watch it at any time. It's just an overall good movie.
Yeah. And a little closing statement from me. While the movie is sometimes emotional, it's well worth it. The characters are built up perfectly, that it gives you that emotional like gut punch right at the end, and you're into it. It doesn't catch you off guard or anything.
Yeah. And we talk about these sad scenes, but we also don't really we didn't.
Hello. Hello. Hello, can you hear me? Cameron.
Hello?
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 Yeah, hello?
Okay, we're back.
Okay, I don't know what happened there.
Okay.
We can take this out. Just do like a 5-second silence and then we'll get back to it.
Okay, sorry, we're back from technical difficulties. So as I was saying, we keep talking about how sad some parts of these movies are, this movie is, but there are these, like, okay, I have to restart that. That was, like, all over the place.
That's fine. That's all right.
Okay. So we keep talking about how sad this movie is, but these sad parts, like, almost complement these happy parts. And they just kind of make it that much sweeter when you see them. So it's like, there are these like beautiful, happy scenes in this movie. And it's not all like sad following these people's lives. It's an overall easy movie. That's why we keep saying it's an easy watch.
Yeah. And I would say the same thing for the next film that we will talk about. Where while there are some emotional scenes, overall, it's like you're hanging out with these characters for a few months. And you're just getting to know them.
Yeah, for sure. All right, that being said, do we want to move on to our next film?
I would love to.
All right.
Now, now we will talk about Lady Bird, which is directed by Greta Gerwig and stars Saoirse Ronan, Timothy Chalamet, and Laurie Metcalf. And this is the story of... how would I explain it? Christine McPherson, she goes by Lady Bird, is a teenage girl, and she faces a lot of ups and downs in her relationships during her senior year of high school. Cameron, what were your thoughts of Lady Bird?
Yeah, so I watched it this morning, and I was blown away. I thought it was going to be way too hyped up, that it wasn't going to like exceed my expectations of what I thought it could be, and it just did that. It was amazing. Performances by everyone were fantastic again. And I love Greta Gerwig as a director and an actor, but in this, you can kind of see her passion for filmmaking in it almost, which is really, really good to see. And you see that in directors like Christopher Nolan and Tarantino. But I loved seeing that from Greta in this one. But yeah, it was phenomenal.
Yes, I totally agree. I love 25 more loves. I love this movie. It's something I hold dear to myself. It's a very personal, like, intimate look at this teenager in Sacramento. And I think that it does everything flawlessly. It does everything even more that it exceeds your expectations. You go in looking for one thing, and it gives you something totally different, but you're still like still into it, and it does that perfectly. I flipping love this movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I noticed when I was watching, it's very different from like a regular coming of age. I'm just going to compare it to another A24 film, mid-90s. As when we're following this like coming of age like characters, we mainly focus on the main character. We do get snippets of the other characters, but not like it's done in Lady Bird, where we see like emotional development of even just like background characters. Especially I'm not gonna spoil it.
No.
But yeah, I loved getting a good look into the other characters, not just focusing on Lady Bird.
Yes. I'm so glad you like this movie. I was hyping this up to no end, and to hear that you like love this movie, I'm so glad.
We've been like trying to get me to watch this since was when we went to see 1917. I think that's when start.
That's when I heard you didn't see it, and my heart dropped a bit.
Yeah. We tried everything that we could, like digital copies and everything.
Yeah,
it wasn't until today.
Yeah, all those digital copies that I have, they actually like they expired in like 2017, which is not very cool.
That's not cool at all.
No, but getting back to Lady Bird, a standout role from Saoirse Ronan. She's probably my favorite actress. She is wonderful. She's awesome. She's great. She's awesome. Wonderful. Great.
You cut out. You're gonna have to go back.
Oh, I did. Oh no. Okay, where did I leave off?
It was right after we talked about the digital copies.
Oh. One standout role for me was Saoirse Ronan as the lead actress. She's wonderful in the film. She plays like an angsty teen, like awesomely.
Yeah, even though she's like an adult in this.
Yeah, I don't even care if it's a word. She's awesome in this movie. Timothy Chalamet is fantastic in this. Playing one of her boyfriends, little flings. Cameron, if you could elaborate on Timothy Chalamet.
Okay. This actor is taking the film world by storm. And he is just... Okay. Where do I even begin? So we see, like, again, he's not such a diverse actor, say, as much as, like, Leonardo DiCaprio or Johnny Depp, but he's, like, you see him in these roles, like, Call Me By Your Name, where he's, like...
Fantastic
like,
it's,
like,
movie.
A lighter role, and then you see him in this, and it's kind of, like...
Yeah, he's...
Very, very different.
Yeah, very people. Angsty.
Mm-hmm. And even Little Women, like, comparing, like, Kyle to Lori is just very, very different. And
yeah.
I love Timothy Chalamet, just as a person, as an actor, overall, 10 out of 10 from me.
she rates Timothy Chalamet 10 out of 10.
Yep, that's it. Oh, man.
So, yeah, that's our little spiel on Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, you're gonna hear more about it. We'll just like kind of blurt it out as we think about it.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
So this was written and directed by Greta Gerwig, who directed Little Women, which came out last year. I myself enjoyed Little Women. Not as much as Lady Bird though. So Cameron, which one do you think is the better film?
I've been thinking about it since this morning when you asked me, and I don't really know. I feel like I like them both the same.
Okay, all right.
I know, okay, just listen. I just think that, I don't know, because we have both Saoirse and Timmy in both Little Women and Lady Bird, so we have that duo in both.
Dynamic duo.
So it's not like, yes, it's a very dynamic duo, actually. just because you get that duo, it's not like we're comparing two Greta Gerwig movies that are like completely different. I feel like there's a lot of similarities between the two.
Yeah.
But. If it came down to it, I think I would say Lady Bird.
Yes. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as much as you think that I'm like hating on Little Women, I think Little Women is the better directed movie.
Yes,
it's directed
for
with
sure.
So much like pizzazz. Yes. I just said pizzazz. and like motion. That you're really like into it, like you're smiling at the direction, which is like fantastic. While in Lady Bird, I feel it is the better written movie, just how she sets up all these characters, even like the one that's in it for like two scenes, and you get an emotional grip on them, which is fantastic. So, yeah. Now, should we talk about singular scenes?
Sure.
That we think are cool?
Yes. Right. Okay, one of my favorite, like, spotlight scenes of Saoirse Ronan in this movie is the scene after, this isn't a spoiler, I don't think.
okay.
Wait, I don't know. Can I say this?
Yeah, just say it. Maybe minor spoilers ahead.
Maybe minor.
Minor?
Minor?
We'll see.
I don't know, sure. It's in the trailer.
Why not? Okay, all right. Is it the car scene?
No.
Okay, all right.
Why is that your highlight?
We'll get back to that in a minute.
Okay. I loved as a teenage girl, the scene after she kisses a boy and has a little like freak out on the sidewalk.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Her like I just like I don't know. I felt that as like a teenage girl, and like I don't know. I just thought that she did it like perfectly. So that's just one that'll always stick with me. I think forever. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do a coming of age of a teenager, you're gonna have to have that like woohoo first kiss.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that scene was done perfectly, and I love how she runs up to the camera, like, it doesn't follow her or anything. It shows her, like, on that road, and she's running toward, and then she just, and all that. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love that scene. But, like I said before, my favorite scene is the opening car scene. That scene is iconic. I love it. I love how it starts with them crying to the ends of the Grapes of Wrath, which is honestly fantastic. I can relate to that. but just seeing how, like, innocent it gets to how, like, humongous it is with the arguments and, oh, you're not smart enough to go out of state. Yeah. And it's just like, and then she's, well, something happens. I don't know if I should spoil that. It's the opening scene.
Did. Okay. Well, all right.
And then that happens, and,
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
That whole opening scene, it really sets up these, like, iconic characters, in a way.
Yeah.
Like, the pink cast and the, like, almost, like, bipolar emotions that go on between Christine and her mother.
Yeah. Yeah, that relationship is done very well.
Yeah, for sure.
So, should we get into spoilers?
Yes. What would you rate it first?
Oh, okay. So, as much as I said that what's in Gilbert Grape was like an 8.5, and this doesn't do anything like spectacular, I just feel like this is such like an intimate and personal movie, and how I care so much for these characters, that I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
No way.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I feel like that was so much sarcasm in our voice, but that's my first time ever hearing his rating on this movie.
Yeah, I love it to death. I don't know. I could watch this like every day if I could. So, Cameron, what would you give it out of 10?
Oh, boy. Okay. Again, I've been thinking about this all day, trying to figure out. And I think I'm gonna go with a
9.2. What? Okay. Very unorthodox of a score, but I'll take it.
I rarely give it like a between, like a I never go like, I usually go like 9, 9.5, 10.
Yeah.
Like, I never really go in between. But I feel like it's like a 9.2.5.
9.25 out of 10.
Yeah, this is my pretentiousness coming up. But like, I loved it, but like, there's just something that is just like, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It's hard to put it into words how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you should definitely watch it if you're thinking about it.
Yes. Please watch it. I'm so glad you watched it. I'm so glad you liked it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, these are like really high ratings for us.
Yeah.
Because we're really hard rated.
We are so hard on movies.
Yeah, for me to give something even like a 9 or a, like even an 8 or above, that says a lot about a film.
Yeah, we just thought like for the first podcast, just to see where our like tastes are.
Yes.
So I'm a Lady Bird type of guy.
I'm a Leo type of girl.
I'm a Saoirse Ronan type of guy.
Yeah. As we keep going into the podcast more, like seeing as this is our first episode, you'll kind of see more about our film knowledge. I feel like we just sound like
pretentious,
very uncultured people. Yeah. Because we're not really these are like it's hard to go in depth into a coming of age because I feel like we're all just kind of in the same boat.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but if we were to do a podcast on Parasite, you would hear.
Oh my gosh, the day
big filmmaking words.
Oh gosh, I have to like look in the dictionary to get that review out.
Yeah.
So.
All right. That, we're going to spoilers that, now.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I totally forgot we had a spoiler review. Yes, the ending, I cried. Now, I'm not a hard crier, in a movie. But this one, even the first time I watched it, it caught me so off guard just how... okay, I'm going to rephrase that. You get into these characters so much. Like, you get into Timothy Chalamet's character. You get into Lucas Hedges' character, which also one of my favorite shots, like the long shot where it goes from the girl's bathroom to the guy's bathroom. They see that, and then it cuts to them both in a car singing Crash Into Me by the Dave Matthews Band, and I instantly related to that. Not the actual scene itself, but that end scene.
Yeah.
The endings, the last part of that, I love that scene. But my favorite scene is the ending, where it shows so at this time she's in New York, she's fulfilling her dreams, and the first night she hooks up with a guy and gets alcohol poisoning. Now that scene right there, like, just like with Ian Gilbert Grape, it punched me in the gut. I was like, oh, that's right. It's like your first night in New York City. And then all that happens. And then she calls the mom, and the message that she leaves on the phone, I was just like, oh, that's such a good scene. And then the scene with her, like, driving while cut up, with her mother driving in those same places. Such a good scene.
Yeah, I feel like it was just like that ending is just the perfect way to end everything that we just watched.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you feel like you want like a second part.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
Even like a sequel.
Lady
or a
Bird, the sequel.
Almost. Yeah. Lady Bird 2.
Oh my gosh. That'd be Timmy's Revenge.
I would totally watch that. The Revenge of Timmy.
Oh gosh.
Here we go again.
Oh, okay. No. So what would you say that your entire like favorite scene with spoilers? Would it still be that scene?
I don't know. I really liked how we saw her mother in the car driving instead of us seeing Christy and her father saying goodbye to each other in the airport.
It just holds on her.
You would think that you would see like the goodbye and then the mother come running in.
Yeah,
it's too late, but like we get that whole emotional roller coaster of her going from angry to sad and then like just completely hysterical that she couldn't say goodbye.
Yeah, and that also brings up the question, like in What's Ian Gilbert Grape, who is the real lead actress? Because just as much as we follow Saoirse Ronan, that end scene really puts it into perspective on who's telling the story. So I guess that's left up to interpretation. Actually, it isn't. Saoirse Ronan's on the poster by herself, so that was all meaningless. But it's something to think about. Yeah.
It is something to think about. You kind of have to think about that for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably say that to every movie.
Yeah.
Like, who is the lead character?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... I feel like just because... in both these movies, we have strong performances from the people that aren't necessarily the main character.
Yeah.
It just kind of makes you think.
Yeah. So, I think that's it for Lady Bird. Now, this is the part of the podcast where we talk about films we've seen recently and films that we would recommend. So, Cameron, would you like to go first?
I'm going to let you go first, Ethan, because I don't have my list with me, so I'm going to just have to think about it.
Okay. So, one thing about me, I watch tons of movies every day. It's an obsession, and I need to stop. Mm-hmm. But while I'm at it...
You do not need to stop.
You're right. Why would I even say I need to stop? Whatever. So recently, I've been watching films from the director David Lynch. Yes. He's a very surreal director. He directs very bizarre things. So I finally finished all of his stuff thanks to the Criterion Channel and my own films. So the three films I like to talk about from him are Mulholland Drive, which is in my favorites of all time now. I'm sure we'll be talking about that some episode because that's a perfect movie. Eraserhead, which is still a good movie, not as good as Mulholland Drive, but I really enjoy it. And Blue Velvet, which is another fantastic movie that I recommend. So yeah, those are my three movies. I've probably seen like 60 movies over the past like 5 days, but yeah. So.
And that's not even an exaggeration.
Yeah,
don't. 8 texts from Ethan a day saying, "Watch this."
Hey, have you seen Mulholland Drive? Good movie.
10 out of 10 should watch.
10 out of 10 strongly recommend. Yeah. No. Don't laugh at that. Yeah. It's an obsession. I need to go to some like rehabilitation center for that. for the movie watching.
For the filmmaking mind. Yeah. So for me, clearly we are in lockdown at the moment. And we have a lot of time on our hands. So that means movie watching for Ethan and like new movies, but rewatching for me for some reason. I've been. Okay. I'll cut this out. All right. So, yeah, during the lockdown, I've been mostly rewatching rather than watching new stuff. I watched Isle of Dogs by Wes Anderson for the first time.
What'd you think?
That was like 3 weeks ago. I love Wes Anderson
same here.
So much. And I, he's just such an inspiration.
We're giving off real like student, like film student vibes right here. Wes Anderson, David Lynch.
I know. Yeah. But the animation is just so unique, and you know when it's a Wes Anderson film. You don't even have to be like knowledgeable in the film. You're just kind of like, this is the same person that made Fantastic Mr. Fox, because it's just so like unique. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was just done well. It's not your typical animated movie.
Of course, with Wes Anderson.
Nothing's typical with Anderson there. And I watched Baby Driver for the first time, which was recommended to me, not by Ethan, surprisingly. And I think it is not very good.
Yeah, it was it's very overhyped.
Very, it's not even close to being worthy of the hype.
Yeah.
I just didn't enjoy it really. The only thing that really stood out to me was the incorporation of the soundtrack.
I enjoyed that part.
Like him like rewinding stuff and like playing it again.
Yeah. And also the director of that, Edgar Wright, he's a fantastic director. Like he directed Hot Fuzz, The World's End, Shaun of the Dead. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. He's a cool director.
Some classic 2010 films right there.
At one point in time, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World was like my favorite movie of all time. But that was when I was like 12 and 11. I was just like, ooh, video games. I play those. And it's a movie now. And also, I like to bring up, you gave a certain movie a 10 out of 10 involving a clown and Bill Hader. God bless Bill Hader.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, yeah. That didn't even cross my mind. Thank you for bringing that up. I watched It Chapter 2. What was that? That was probably like last week, maybe? And oh my goodness, I don't know why I enjoyed it so much, but I did. and I gave it a 10 out of 10.
Would you still give it a 10 out of 10 now?
Oh, okay.
Yes. Which is so weird for me. Usually I'd be like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? But it's, I thought I was blown away by it for some reason. I don't know. And Bill Hader's performance is fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I already like love Bill Hader. I know he does too.
He's fantastic.
It's just he's perfect for the role. I cannot picture anybody else playing the older version of my celebrity crush.
Oh, Finn Wolfhard. No, not now. Please.
Not in this podcast. Maybe another time. But yeah. I just thought that was just an overall pretty good movie. And I also have a friend that's an extra in that movie. I have multiple friends that are actually extra.
Actually, one of my friend's friend is also in that movie. I think they filmed close to here, like in Hamilton, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I live like 2 hours away from where they filmed. Well,
I'm at. Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. So yeah. It chapter 2 was for some reason very high up on my list. I feel like once we start putting out more podcasts, they'll kind of get a better idea of what our style is, because I sound not cultured at all saying that like Titanic's my favorite movie and I loved it chapter 2. But like
that Batman versus Superman movie though, that's like a masterpiece. Same with Joker. Todd Phillips, fantastic. What? Oh my God.
Okay, we are completely joking.
We are
right now.
Joking. Yes. Okay, I'm sorry.
That was so funny.
I nearly died.
Same.
What have we done?
All right, so I don't know. I'm leaving this one, by the way. Oh boy. Okay.
Is that everything?
I feel like I've definitely watched other things. Okay, let's talk about some things that we are going to be watching soon. So I'm planning. This is going off of Bill Hader, just because we're thinking about it. That's fine. That's how my mind works. I'm actually going to plan to watch Superbad tonight.
I've
never watched that before.
Oh my, what a fan.
And
fantastic
I just
movie.
Feel like that. I feel like tonight is just.
He plays like a.
I don't know.
Yeah, he plays a supporting role in that movie, but oh, I love it.
Yeah.
You better tell me how good that is. I'm hyping that more than Lady Bird.
I will.
It will.
No, you're not. You will never.
Lady
hype
Bird
it.
Is like a the pinnacle of Ethan hyping up a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Parasite.
Oh, Parasite. Oh, Parasite. That's watch like, Parasite. If you're watching this, watch Parasite. It's fantastic.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, for films that I...
What about you? What for you?
Yeah. Well, I was going to do an A24 horror binge tonight. So, that includes... The Witch, directed by Robert Eggers. The Lighthouse, which is also directed by Robert Eggers. And two random ones that I'll find somewhere that I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm excited for that.
I'm also going to start getting more into
Yes, awesome.
Channel. Ethan and I both have, but... I don't know, I haven't really gotten into it yet.
We should do, like, a Charlie Chaplin episode. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. For sure.
We're just going off the rails now.
Because they're all so short. Just... Yeah.
Yeah.
This is some rambling right now, but...
Yeah.
Great way to end the podcast.
So, is that everything? All
I
right.
Do you want to
Yeah,
end
sure.
That?
Say
our closing line.
We do have a closing line.
Would you like me to say the closing line? All right, are we all done?
Yeah,
are you
for
ready
sure
to close it off? night. Thanks for listening, guys. And always remember, Parasite is a good movie. And
and that's on Chalamet.
Always remember, Parasite's a good movie, and that's not just...
We can do this. Okay, we can do this. Stay. It's worth it. Promise.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much for listening, guys. And always remember, Parasite is a good movie, and that's on Timothy Chalamet. Thanks, guys.